This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association February board meeting. Okay, first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda, but it should be noted that we do not have a quorum. The officers present are Vic Henkin, treasurer, Russ Courtney, secretary, and Bill Lothridge, president. So, if you want to approve the agenda, it'll be up to you two guys to approve and second, move and second. So
I move.
I'll second.
Vic, okay, moves. Approve the agenda. Glenn, it's your turn. Public comments. You have anything to say?
No.
Life's wonderful in Walker.
Yeah.
Okay. This would be a great meeting to argue with, right?
That would be.
Yeah. Okay.
We can make something up.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. President's report. You want to? I don't think there's any issues. There are a couple of issues pending there in the rest of the agenda here, but I'll talk about them as they come up. And I think we're going to have to table some things for next year, actually, like the bylaws and some of the other stuff that we were wanting to get done. It doesn't look like it's going to get done. Okay. Russ, you have a secretary's report?
Sure. The minutes from the January board meeting were distributed to the board members and posted on the website. I'm in the process of verifying property assets owned by the WFPA for the county, and I'll be submitting an affidavit for tax exemption to the county by the end of the month. Roger required a Dun & Bradstreet DUNS number for the recent grant application. I was able to obtain our number from DNB, and I'm in the process of updating that information. And that's it, nice and short.
Okay. Any questions, Vic?
No. Yeah, sounds
you're
great.
Move to accept.
I move to accept.
And do you want to read the minutes?
Say it again.
You want to move to accept the minutes as presented? And
yes, without reading.
Without reading. And I'll,
that's a given.
I'll second it. All right. All in favor, aye.
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 Treasurer's report.
Let's give a 2 second one. Cash in the bank is up to around $142,000. Things continue to track well. The income from July through January is $32,000 ahead of budget, which is pretty staggering. And expenses are $4,000 to the good.
Okay.
And the net income is $56,000. To the good. There's my report.
All right. Russ, you want
to? Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Yeah. Second.
Second. Can I start?
Elevator. Yeah, you start. All right.
Done.
We can't really do official business anyway, so but this is just, we need to get it on the record that we're doing it. But I think the treasurer's report is indicating that things are settling down for us and really, you know, we're moving in the right direction. So I think it's
I always give the same caveat. We just hope that things continue to track.
Sure.
It doesn't fall off like a rock.
I think that if we can keep things at an even keel and let everybody feel like they can participate, then I think we'll continue to move forward.
Well, one interesting twist I'll add to this is that the We projected for contributions for the year to raise $86,000, and we've raised $60,000. So we still have $25,000 left to raise to meet the budget for contributions. And historically, a lot of that comes in the spring. People start showing up around here.
Yeah.
And that's the part that worries me, is historically, I don't even know.
Well, when the new newsletter goes, that usually brings in, you know, a large number of donations. So
if you don't do anything to make anybody angry,
I'll do my best. Although it's not in my nature. Okay. Fire chief,
I just had a call.
Fire chief report.
With,
you want to read it in?
Sure. With Roger at his EMT refresher course, he submitted a report. Calls, there were none. Personnel, three EMTs going through their EMT refresher, which is no picnic. As far as fleet goes, Engine 86 is at Central Yavapai Fleet Maintenance getting some work done. Training, we've had three trainings since the last board meeting, all focused on the ISO water test, including including practicing the procedure and testing our hoses. It's our intention to have a training every weekend for the time being. No report from PowIC, nothing on facilities. For Prescott Basin Ops, the next meeting is scheduled for February 17th. And Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, January meeting was canceled, and next meeting is now February 20th. PRCC will be adding a new employee in supervisory role. Cost is nominal to us, apparently. ISO, we have submitted the initial paperwork package to the ISO field rep. We have since been asked for inventory sheets for our water tenders. Only turned in for the engine. That was all we thought we needed, and we are working on that. The VFD grant was properly submitted and acknowledged as having been received. We turned it in a couple of weeks early in case there is a first-come, first-serve aspect in the award process. And GPS and signal boosters from our last meeting is pending the outcome of the VFD grant. So I'll make a motion that we accept the fire chief's report.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, part of what he suggested was that Mark Keegan be recognized as Volunteer of the Month because Mark has overseen the data collection for the ISO. And not only did he oversee it, he did it. And so
it's my kind of volunteer.
He says Mark continues to exceed what Roger had hoped for when Roger asked him to step into the position of assistant chief, and Mark has stepped up. I think it was a great move by Roger to get him some help with some of that administrative stuff. So very good. And apparently the 86, there'll be some expense there because they have to repair the pump. It was leaking a little bit, so. Those repairs that we haven't been making.
What happens when you age?
They're coming up. Okay. The committee's report, the fundraising people aren't here. I didn't know the flu was going around again, I guess. Rudy's got the flu.
But he didn't come in.
Yeah, no kidding. And John is down in the valley. The bylaws we're operating fine. The bylaws are okay. They just need to have some changes made since we changed the articles. There's some language in there that's not necessary anymore because it's not included in the articles. And, we need to clean up a little bit the language about the voting, at that time eligible to vote, which is several paragraphs long. Makes it a little more complicated than it needs to be.
Just the terminology for a person who capable
yeah.
of voting is
right. Just
separate.
Yeah. And then FireWise, of course, they continue with Lauren continues to do his thing, but we don't see him here. Volunteer of the Month, Mark Keegan. Old business, the Donations at Work newsletter, that's Rudy, and he's not here to talk about that. And the welcome information, that's Chuck, and he's not here to talk about that. And I don't know if, you know, what the progress is, but we would need to have some sort of brochure that goes with people that are just moved in. Fire safety education, the continuing process, I think that's part of Lauren, and Chuck has been dealing with Lauren on those kinds
Isn't
of things.
Isn't WCAA taking over the welcome thing?
It's kind of in combination, but they're two different organizations. We probably ought to have some input what WFPA does. You know,
yeah, but they ought to combine them together.
Yeah, I think that was the plan that they were
then
trying
give
to
give it to one person who's going to yeah. do it for a few years versus every
yeah.
6 months changing. This is why it's
sure.
not happening.
Right, and Chuck and Lauren have been working on that welcome information. package, whatever. And I think they're not just paper stuff. I think they're talking about, you know, bars of soap, you know, that kind of stuff, or, you know, make a little welcome basket, you know, cigarette lighters and things like that.
Carol Conker, welcome me into the community.
Nonprofit org language is part of the bylaw and thing. I think we've pretty much determined that the concerns Chuck had, that Whittington had suggested that we needed to have, are already existing in our bylaws. I think so we're not in too much trouble over there. Walker Trash Collection, we have $12,000 in the bank, which gives us, you know, I think the rest of the year, the fees for Patriot would only be like $4,000 or $5,000. So we'll still have the $6,000 at least to donate into the back, or that'll come back into the coffers.
I remember. Did you raise the fees?
No, we did not raise the fees. No, that was.
I know Glenn wanted to see him go up.
I know.
And he wants me to say something.
Yeah, but it. I think that the trash thing is humming along. As long, we just have to learn how to adjust the volume issue because there are people still dumping construction debris in there.
It'll always happen.
And so if we can figure out who it was and you know, and get that stuff.
Is it a big problem? I mean,
it has been a big problem. Yes, it has consumed the volume, and then we have overflowing trash containers. Difficult for people
to
close.
Who's doing it?
No. I saw one guy out there. I called the sheriff. He never got back to me, you know, about what they were going to do about it. You saw the one guy. He denied it, that he was dumping stuff in there, and I think he's out of the picture now anyway. So facility maintenance, I did call Rick Baker. He is really not physically able to do it, but it's his experience, and he says he'll help us with drawing out a plan for and he, just off the top of his head, he's talking about things like we probably need to do maintenance on these heaters that are in there on a regular basis to kind of extend their life and decreases the amount of gas that they'll use. It was just something that I had never really thought about. And Roger, actually, when they were drained hoses over, or dried hoses on the roof, and they actually cleaned out the gutters and took the pine needles off the back. And those kinds of little things, if Rick will, and he said he would try to find some people to help him, and then he would kind of be responsible for that. I think it would be a good idea to have somebody that can take over and actually.
No,
we used to do it. I guess Glenn used to be part of that and make sure that the fire department, that the firehouse was in good shape. So,
well, the other guy that can do that, what's Larry's name? Shepherd. Larry Shepherd, who's seasonal, but he's going to be full-time, but he was a facilities engineer for Major Corporation. You know,
Shepherd?
He doesn't want anything to do with the board, but I know he'd be happy to help, you know, Larry Shepherd.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, and I think that the board is more and more, I'm hoping we can make the board more and more attractive to people who want to come, and not where it's not a battleground, so that people can come in.
That's boring. That just works.
If you operate it as a business and try to keep it as a business, then the emotions out of it as much as we can, and then that makes it better, because we'd like to operate it as a business. I would anyway. Okay. Anything else about any of that stuff? New business April newsletter. I want to suggest that we move the board candidacy deadline up to April 1st, because Greg Stava wants to publish this by April 22nd, so it gets in the mail in time for the 30-day notice.
We should dust off Greg Stava's old information and just put it in the newsletter and see if he prints it.
For the board. Well, I'm going to run. I don't know about Chuck. I'm not sure if he's going to rerun, and Scott Stratman is not. Russ is, as far as last I heard from Russ.
I'm not.
You're not, because the following year. Yeah. Then you'll be gone. I think we need to start a program or try to start a transition so that, you know, during the next year, if we can get one of the new board members to take over as treasurer, so you can help them through the year, and then you don't have the sudden drop-off startup problems.
Right, the way it's set up, it's not going to be anything like
that. Not much of a handoff.
Though. Right.
Yeah. So I think it's a good idea.
That was the whole concept. You'd still be getting financial statements.
Right.
Because every time we changed, you know, things just kind of ground a halt until somebody figured out what to do.
Sure. Okay. And then, we need an article from you, whatever, about the treasurer thing. Russ is going to do something as a secretary, record keeping and that kind of thing. I'll do my president's. I'll try to keep it to 4 pages.
I was going to say, we need to tell Greg just to keep it as... We need to slim that thing down a little bit. Just the cost of sending that big thing out was...
Yeah, we've already had that discussion, especially if we don't have to have the bylaws to add to it, so it'll just be relatively...
In the past, you know, everybody used the page for a pep talk. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to stick with finances, and you can do the pep thing. Because I'm sounding like a broken record anyway about giving money, and I think it's starting to work, so...
Yeah.
Frequency and consistency, right? The hallmark of any marketing program.
Exactly.
Sure. Okay.
Get off your ass, Debbie.
Other announcements? Okay.
Right.
So an announcement. Announcement for candidates. We're going to change that to April 1st. So that's really, I think that's an administrative decision.
Let's talk about the fundraising part too, because last year we were late, and frankly, that's part of the reason that we're having such a good year this year is that because we were late for the ask. At the end of the physical year,
some of that stuff came.
A lot of the stuff roll over into this
physical
year. I don't think there was a ton of that. I mean, because it keeps coming.
Sure.
But I think that the ask historically, and this is why we need a calendar. Remember the whole thing about fundraising? Because every year we're scratching our heads. But as I recall, it goes out it goes out this month, or it should go out at least by March. Because that only leaves April and May to get that money in.
Okay, well, if we had set the deadline at April 15th, which would have put it into late April before the thing could go. If we do April 1st, he could probably have it out by the 15th.
Is that considered the ask for?
Yeah, rather than send two communications, right?
Well, then that only leaves April and May then to collect money. So,
before it was only May. Right, it would go at the end of April, and you only had May.
We were a month late last year.
Yes.
I don't remember why, but it was...
Yeah. Okay, so we'll try to... Is April 1st too late? Do you want to move it up to March 15th and then try to get it out by April 1?
Well, when do people start coming back here? They come back in May, correct?
April, May.
March, April?
Yeah.
April and May.
Yeah.
After Easter.
So we should have those 2 full months of the ability of people to give in this fiscal year.
Okay, so we'll bump it up to March 15th.
That would be great.
Okay, and then so we can have
because we don't get $25,000, we're in trouble. So if we wait too late, you know.
Well, okay. If we don't get the $25,000, we won't be what we want to be, but we won't be in trouble. But
no.
Another indicator we need to do better. Okay, so March 15th, I'll call John and Chris and get that part of the announcement. We haven't had anybody apply yet anyway or send in a form. So.
They're not exactly lining up, are they?
No. There's some interest.
There was a committee before to find those people. Do we?
John's doing that.
John?
Onesian.
He needs more than just him. I mean, everybody knows a certain number of people in the community, but there's very few people that know everybody in the community.
Yeah. Well, you know, my preference or my interest is that we have them distributed around so that at least we have somebody from up in the potato patch area, up in that, you know, that part of the world. The big bugs were well represented, and then we have
I think that would be nice in the real world, but quite frankly, I'm more concerned about the quality of the person than where they live, you know, because...
No, I agree.
A quality person is going to vote what's right to do, not what his neighbors in Big Bug or...
Yeah, but But the optics are that if you have a bigger, if we're all concentrated within sight of each other, then they're suspicious of us. But if you have people from those communities that are active in those communities, every area has its own little pocket of socialized contact. And you know, people in the Big Bug have their areas, the charcoal kiln. Everybody hangs out at Glenn's place with his airplanes and things. So somebody that's in each of those groups is the ideal for me anyway. Whether or not we can do it, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, we need to be proactive too, though. I mean, we need people calling people, and because this thing of advertising that we need somebody doesn't really work. So, I mean,
no.
I would never be here if Myra hadn't broken my arm.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's very persuasive.
No. I have called a couple of people. So, and there are a couple that are interested, but they just everybody is. And I would like to bring back some of the old board members that were here before and left because of the turmoil that was happening. And they've indicated they're.
But again, you want the strategic thankers. I know you don't like that term. That's a term that we use in this world, that they fly at 30,000 feet instead of getting down, you know, into what the combination should be on the dumpster and what have you.
Hey,
there's some really sharp people in this community. I just don't know.
Well, there are.
I meet these people.
We have two new people moved into the house right on the corner of our property down. He's the CEO for Dunn and the paint company.
Oh, Dunn Edwards.
Dunn Edwards. And the plant manufacturer down there. And there's all kinds of people that have businesses and that are, you know, successful.
What's the guy
people?
Down here that has the black gate that automatically closes right off the Big Bug, has the big house he's been trying to sell for 5 years.
Well,
if he's trying to Roger Thompson.
I'm not sure what his name. I met him once. A very nice guy.
Roger's got the concrete driveway up on top.
It's
past your house, down on the left.
Oh, yeah, that's Roger
Thompson. You know, it's got the big ass stone pillars with a black gate that automatically.
And a concrete.
Very nice guy. I mean, he seemed to be. Those are the kind of guys.
No, I've talked to him. He was on the board before, and he was one of those that just the tumultuous activity down here just drove him away.
I don't want to get involved in soliciting these people, but I do meet people through this Walker thing, Walker Wi-Fi.
Right, Wi-Fi.
Have you had anything to do with Fall? You know him, Jim Fall.
Never heard the name.
I'll tell you what. Let's turn this off, and we can talk about people, and we'll just, we'll finish up the meeting, and we'll talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, this is important stuff, because I'll call people.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about persons, and where everybody's listening. Okay, you got anything? Because we're saying good things about, so there are some really sharp people, and we have to attract them.
Well, for the record, I'd like to talk about you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ask Glenn. He'll tell you what he thinks. All right. Any community announcements? You know the WCAA doing anything? Walker Wi-Fi doing anything? Everything working? You're back up and running? Everything's going good?
Yeah, up and running. They never have to crash.
Well, they had some issues.
We crashed yesterday morning.
I wasn't here.
Okay.
Good time.
Public forum, 2 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say something on that one.
Okay.
Now that I had a chance to think about it. Whatever happened to the extension on the building for the generator?
Okay.
To me, I don't get to all these meetings, as you guys know, but it seems like
more than I did, Glenn.
People come up with all these ideas, well, we should do this, and even to a point of instead of getting some committee going, but somewhere it gets dropped. Is it going on now? Is there a date for it to be implemented? That would be one thing. The second thing is I'm always interested in the medical portion of this. Has there been anything done as far as what the money set aside for the paramedics this summer?
Okay. All right. As far as this generator thing and this storage shed on the back of the This is like a pet thing for me. I think that generator needs to get out and get covered up. But we've never really come to a place where we have the money coming in well enough that we can say, okay, we're going to spend $5,000 or $2,000 or $1,000, whatever it takes to get that done. And, that's kind of my pet project. It just hasn't happened.
This goes back to the facilities engineer thing.
Right.
We need these guys. Well, let me, Glenn, you'll appreciate this. You know, because we're switching over the gas companies, because we got another bill from Flame when I thought after we done it, and they went right back to the price they charged us last time. They credited it back this time. So when I call them this time, says, "Well, oh, we're going to give you an introductory offer for $2.40 a gallon." I'm like, "Wait a minute."
Yeah.
So you're charging us $3.50 a gallon, $4.50 a gallon.
Yeah.
And I say, "You're gone. You're done."
Yeah. So the
here's the whole thing. When I was talking to Barrett, who's going to take it over, there's a tank out on the side.
Yeah.
And I called Roger and I said, "What is the small tank for?" And he says, "That's for the generator." And I says, "Well, you must not need the generator much because there's no gas in it." Point being is that nobody's been firing that generator up to, because those kind of things, having an RV, if you don't run that crap, by the time you really need it, it won't run.
They did use it, though.
They have had it.
In fact, what brought it 2 years ago, and it keeps getting tabled or just forgotten or whatever you want to call it, is that they did use it one, it was a night issue.
Right.
The power went off, they run the thing, and it likely fixed getting everybody in here.
Yeah.
What, inside this building?
It's inside this building.
It's in the corner.
It not only did it just sit there and run, it was so noisy they couldn't communicate.
Yeah. No, I think it needs to be outside.
It was supposed to be done. And look, how many years has it been? It's supposed to be. Somebody should put a date on the thing and do it, wouldn't you think?
I have to, or
forget it. You know,
no, I don't think something we could do, and I think that's something we can afford right now. I mean, we got to pay money for something.
Sure.
We can't always say we don't have money to do something. And wouldn't it be, that's the ultimate irony, if you carbon monoxide poisoned all the firemen.
Yeah.
When they're the ones that are supposed to be going around training people not to do numb-headed things.
But that is just one of those things that I would like to have done, but with all the other things that have been happening, it just hasn't been done. And you're right. You know, it's something that needs, that really, I think it needs to be done. It is a simple process.
That's the kind of thing you could just, somebody sketch it up and then ask for 4 volunteers to show up on a Saturday and build the damn thing, you know. Because how big is it? It's not that.
Well, I don't know. They talked about, too, that I've been in some of the discussion over the years. They were talking about extending out a little bit completely because we're really cramped back here. You can't get
there,
as you know.
Right.
So if they're going to put the shed in, instead of just big enough for the generator, make it big enough to store some stuff.
Well, that's the issue, Glenn, is every time we've talked about it, that's what it gets diluted by this big expansion on the back. So I think we just need to put a shed out there, put that generator in it, and then we can talk about the expansion on the back of the firehouse.
Well, you're doing it twice.
Yeah, but I mean, right. You're
the money, but it's throwing the money.
I know. But
I would say, personally, my vote would be just to go ahead and put the shed on.
To add the 10 feet on the back.
Somebody asked me what the vote, hey, we should have projects. There should be things, a goal, that are set up to do things.
No, like the helipad.
Yeah, there should be something. Yes, this is the goal. This is what the accomplishment of the
One of the things you could do that's very inexpensive is get some of those cargo container things, and just you can line them up as many as you need and have all the storage you want in the
world. Well, okay, but then you're walking, hooking stuff around. But it's in the long range plan. That this very issue you're talking about is in the long range plan
for a long time.
Well, this year's when they did the plan, right? But we've been talking about it. I've been talking about it for 3 years. Maybe they were talking about it before that, but
no,
I know that. Yeah,
but
because
3 years should be long enough.
I agree. No, I agree. Okay, what was the second thing?
I thought you guys were going to do some paramedic stuff.
Oh, okay. We've had this discussion several times with Stephen in here. We are going to do the paramedic. I think the board will approve because it'll be a new board. But the philosophy of the board is, yes, it was a good idea to have the paramedics ride along. It's part of our general budget. We're not looking for specific funds donated for that purpose. Donate to the fire department. The fire department is going to do it. We have the money. We're going to go ahead and pay for the paramedics. But we don't want to be tied up by funds that are, okay, only can be used for this purpose. So it's part of our budget. It's part of our process. We want to do it. We like doing it. And it was...
It's a done deal.
It will be... We'll have the paramedic ride along. I think that's the discussion.
It's not a done deal, but it's everybody's board. So
yeah.
On the same
level. We don't see any resistance to it. I guess that's the question. Nobody's standing up. Nobody in the none of our board members anywhere. This board, and it'll be more.
I must have missed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in casual conversation, there was discussion to carry it out to Labor Day. We just need dollars and cents to what it's going to look like.
Right, and the question about Labor Day was, did we need to have a severity patrol for Labor Day just because we wanted to have a paramedic on board? And the board did vote no for that, okay? And because it was a rainy weekend or it had rained, so they didn't do it. But if we're going to have a severity patrol, we want to have paramedics go with it.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can. We can afford it. If we can find the paramedics to ride along, we'll do it. Okay. Anything else for the board meeting? Move to adjourn.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Good. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.